Hi, welcome to Inform Muncie, a podcast series committed to collaborative storytelling. Thank you for joining us. Today, Jacqueline Hanneman and Brian Carless talk about the new solar farm at the old Chevy plant with your host, Samantha Nauer.
The solar farm is an issue of contention in our community, mainly because we cannot visualize what is this going to look like and how is it going to benefit our community. I think that the main concern for the neighbors is how is it going to benefit our community.
That's Jacqueline Hanneman, executive director of the Ross Community Center on 10th Street. She's talking about the new proposed solar panel farm on 8th Street, aka the site of the old General Motors factory. Mayor Dan Ridenour announced the project earlier this year with plans to sell the solar energy to American Electric Power.
Mainly, people are concerned about what is the benefit. On the other hand, right now, there is absolutely no benefit to having the brownfield, except an empty place that looks horrible, you know. So there are no, it's a very multidimensional issue. On the one hand, how does it benefit the community? How does it benefit the city? And how does it, you know, on the other hand, you know, we have these fields that are doing nothing right now. So do we go forward with a solar farm, which is the only project that's there?
I think the overwhelming voice of the neighborhood is like, if you're going to build the solar panel, it's got to have something that beautifies the neighborhood, because the area is already pretty, it's not that hopeful when you look at it and drive past it. And there's big fences and there's barbed wire and it's just vacant concrete with trees popping out of it. It looks like it doesn't belong there. So if there's a way to do development and make that pretty and make it something appealing to the neighborhood, that's definitely what the residents are saying.
That's Brian Carless, Muncie resident and member of the Thomas Park Avondale Neighborhood Association, home to the old GM site.
I'm very interested in this project, but I think that if we can work together with the project and the neighborhood to kind of create some sort of conglomerate or some sort of partnership, it could be a pretty cool project.
I think a solar farm would be interesting. I think it would be good for the neighborhood. I also think that we have to make it a beautiful space. So what about if the solar farm is inside, but on the street, right away around, we have beautiful trees. I just came from a meeting where we talked about what if you had murals that talked about the history of the community.
Ridenour said there are plans to beautify the site with a walking path and a section devoted to the history of the former Chevrolet plant. The project is just one of Ridenour's plans to make Muncie a greener city. Both Hanneman and Carless are in favor of this new direction.
I think it will be successful if he gets the community engagement. I think it will be. Unfortunately, I believe that there will be challenges, and I think he's already seen some of those challenges, but I think it's going to be successful if we just have to find ways to engage our community.
I'm really excited about the push to do solar here in the city of Muncie.
For Inform Muncie, I'm Samantha Nauer.
Inform Muncie is a news outlet that tells untold, under-recognized, and unheard stories. This episode was recorded and produced by Samantha Nauer, and music was sponsored by Hayden Emra and Job Horn. Thanks for tuning in. You can learn more about this story and more on informmuncie.com. As always, striving to involve, investigate, and inspire.